The following is a free for download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 2, Cosmic Creation, Chapter 8, Questions by King Parikshit. Text 1. Raju Vacha. Brahmana chotido brahman guna kyane gunasyacha yasmai yasmai yata paraha nardo devadarshana. Synonyms. Raja, the king, Uvacha, inquired. Brahmana, by Lord Brahma. Kodita, being instructed. Brahman, O learned Brahmana, Shukadeva Goswami. Guna akyane, in narrating the transcendental qualities. Agunasya, of the Lord, who is without material qualities. Cha, and. Yasmai, yasmai, and whom? Yata, as much as. Praha, explained. Narada, Narada Muni. Deva, darshana, one whose audience is as good as that of any demigod. Translation. King Parikshit inquired from Shukadeva Goswami, how did Narada Muni, whose hearers are as fortunate as those instructed by Lord Brahma, explain the transcendental qualities of the Lord who is without material qualities, and before whom did he speak? Purport. Devarshi Narada was directly instructed by Brahmaji, who was also directly instructed by the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the instructions imparted by Narada to his various disciples are as good as those of the Supreme Lord. That is the way of understanding Vedic knowledge. It comes down from the Lord by disciplic succession, and this transcendental knowledge is distributed to the world by this descending process. There is no chance, however, to receive the Vedic knowledge from mental speculators. Therefore, wherever Narada Muni goes, he represents himself as authorized by the Lord, and his appearance is as good as that of the Supreme Lord. Similarly, the disciplic succession, which strictly follows the transcendental instruction, is the bona fide chain of disciplic succession, and the test for such bona fide spiritual masters is that there should be no difference between the instruction of the Lord originally imparted to his devotee and that which is imparted by the authority in the line of disciplic succession. How Narada Muni distributed the transcendental knowledge of the Lord will be explained in later cantos. It will appear also that the Lord existed prior to the material creation, and therefore his transcendental name, quality, etc., do not represent any material quality. Whenever, therefore, the Lord is described as aguna, or without any quality, it does not mean that he has no quality, but that he has no material quality, such as the modes of goodness, passion, and or ignorance, as the conditioned souls have. He is transcendental to all material conceptions, and thus he is described as aguna. Text 2. Etad viditam ichami tatvam tatva vidam vara harer abhuta viryasya kata loka samangala. Synonyms. Etad, this, vidutum, to understand, ichami, I wish, tatvam, truth, tatva vidam, of those who are well versed in the absolute truth, Vara, O best, Hare, of the Lord, Adbhuta Viryasya, of the one who possesses wonderful potencies, Kata, narrations, Loka, for all planets, Sumangala, auspicious. Translation. The king said, I wish to know, narrations concerning the Lord, who possesses wonderful potencies, are certainly auspicious for living beings in all planets. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam, which is full of narrations of the activities of the Supreme Lord, is auspicious for all living beings residing in every planet. One who takes it as belonging to a particular sect is certainly mistaken. Srimad Bhagavatam is certainly a very dear scripture for all the devotees of the Lord, but it is auspicious even for the non-devotees also, because it explains that even the non-devotees hovering under the spell of material energy can be delivered from such clutches if they hear the narration of the Srimad Bhagavatam with devotion and attention from the right source representing the Lord by disciplic succession. Text 3. Kata yashva mahabhaga yataham akilatmani krishna devasya nishangam manastrakshe kalevaram. Synonyms: Katayashva. Please continue speaking, Mahabhaga, O greatly fortunate one. Yata, as much as aham, I, Akhila Atmani, unto the Supreme Lord Krishna, unto Lord Sri Krishna, Nivesha, having placed, Nishangam, being freed from material qualities, mana, mind, takshe, may relinquish, kalevaram, body. Translation: O greatly fortunate Shukadeva Goswami, please continue narrating Srimad Bhagavatam so that I can place my mind on the Supreme Soul, Lord Krishna, and being completely freed from material qualities, thus relinquish this body. Purport: To be fully engaged in hearing the transcendental narration described in the text of Srimad Bhagavatam means to constantly associate with the Supreme Soul, Sri Krishna. And to constantly associate with the Supreme Lord Krishna means to be liberated from the qualities of matter. Lord Krishna is like the sun, and material contamination is like darkness. As the presence of the sun dissipates darkness, constant engagement in the association of Lord Sri Krishna frees one from the contamination of the material qualities. Contamination by the material qualities is the cause of repeated birth and death, and liberation from material qualities is transcendence. Maharaj Parikshit was now a realized soul by this secret of liberation through the grace of Shukadeva Goswami, for the latter had informed the king that the highest perfection of life is to be in remembrance of Narayan at the end of life. Maharaj Parikshit was destined to give up his body at the end of 7 days, and thus he decided to continue remembering the Lord by his association with the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, and thus to quit his body in full consciousness in the presence of the Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Soul. The hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam performed by a professional man is different from the transcendental hearing of Maharaj Parikshit. Maharaj Parikshit was a soul realized in the absolute truth, Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. The fruit of materialist is not a realized soul. He wants some to derive some material benefit from his so-called hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. Undoubtedly, such an audience hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the professional men can derive some material benefit as they desire, but that does not mean that such a pretense of hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for a week is as good as the hearing of Maharaj Parikshit. It is the duty of the sane to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from a self-realized soul and not to be duped by professional men. One should continue such hearing till the end of one's life, so that one can actually have the transcendental association of the Lord, and thus be liberated simply by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Maharaj Parikshit had already given up all his connections with his kingdom and family, the most attractive features of materialism. But still, he was conscious of his material body. He wanted to be free from such bondage, also by the constant association of the Lord. Text 4. Shundata siddhya nityam grinantas chasva chestitam kalena nati dirgena bhagavan visate hridi. Synonyms: Shrinvata, of those who hear, Shraddhaya, in earnestness, Nityam, all regularly, always, Gunata, taking the matter, Cha, also, Shva Chestitam, seriously, by one's own endeavor, Kalena, duration, Na, not, Ati Durgena, very prolonged time, Prabhupada, the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, Visate, becomes manifest, Hidi, within one's heart. Translation: Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna manifested in their hearts within a short time. Purport: Cheap devotees or materialistic devotees of the Lord who are very much desirous to see the Lord personally without meeting the requisite qualifications. Such third-grade devotees should know very well that the material attachment and seeing the Lord face-to-face cannot go together. It is not such a mechanical process that the professional Bhagavatam reciters can do the job on behalf of the third-grade materialistic pseudo-devotee. The professional men are useless in this connection because they are neither self-realized nor interested in the liberation of the audience. They are simply interested in maintaining the material establishment of family attachment and earning some material benefits out of the profession. Maharaj-Prakshit had no more than 7 days to live. But for others, Maharaj-Prakshit personally recommends that one hear Śrīmad-Bhāgavatam regularly, nityam, always by one's own effort and with serious devotion also. That will help one to see Lord Sri Krishna manifest in one's heart within no time. The pseudo-devotee, however, is very anxious to see the Lord according to his whims, not making any serious effort to hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and without detachment from material benefit. That is not the way recommended by an authority like Maharaj Prakshit, who heard and benefited by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 5. Pravista Karna Radena San Svavanam Bhavan Saruram Dunoti Samala Krishna Salilasya Yatasharat. Synonyms. Pravishta, thus being entered, Karna Randrenda, Radena, through the holes of the ears, Shravanam, according to one's liberated position, Bhava, constitutional relationship, Shara Ruham, the lotus flower, Dunoti, cleanses, Samalam, material qualities like lust, anger, avarice, and hankering. Krishna, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Salilasya, of the reservoir of waters, Yata, as it were, Sharat, the autumn season. Translation, the sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, i.e. Srimad Bhagavatam, enters into the heart of a self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus, it acts like autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. Purport. It is said that a single pure devotee of the Lord can deliver all the fallen souls of the world. Thus, one who is actually in the confidence of a pure devotee like Narada or Shukadeva Goswami, and is thus empowered by one spiritual master as Narada was by Brahmaji, can not only deliver himself from the clutches of Maya or illusion, but can deliver the whole world by his pure and unpowered devotional strength. The comparison to the autumnal rain that falls on muddy reservoirs of water is very appropriate. During the rainy season, all the waters of the rivers become muddy. But in the month of July, August, the autumn season, when there is a slight rainfall, the muddy waters of the rivers all over the world become at once clear. By addition of some chemical, a small reservoir of water like that of a metropolitan waterworks tank can be cleared. But by such tiny effort, it is not possible to clear up all the reservoirs of waters like the rivers. A powerful, pure devotee of the Lord, however, can deliver not only his personal self, but also many others in his association. In other words, by cleansing of the polluted heart by other methods, like the culture of empiric knowledge or mystic gymnastics, can simply cleanse one's own heart. But devotional service to the Lord is so powerful that it can cleanse the hearts of the people in general by the devotional service of the pure empowered devotee. A true representative of the Lord, like Narada, Shukadeva Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, and later Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Sri Mad Bhakti Saranta Saraswati Thakur, etc., can deliver all the people by their empowered devotional service. By sincere efforts to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, one realizes his constitutional relationship with the Lord in the transcendental humor of servitude, friendship, parental affection, or conjugal love, and by such self-realization, one becomes situated at once in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. Not only were all the pure devotees like Narada self-realized souls, but they were engaged in preaching work automatically by spiritual impetus, and thus they delivered many poor souls entangled in material modes. They became so powerful that because they sincerely followed the Bhagavatam principles by regular hearing and worshiping. By such actions, the accumulated material lusts, etc., become cleansed by the personal endeavor of the Lord within the heart. The Lord is always within the heart of the living being, but he becomes manifested by one's devotional service. Purification of the heart by culture of knowledge or mystic yoga may be all right for the time being for an individual person, but it is like the cleansing of a small quantity of stagnant water by chemical processes. Such clarification of water may stand for the time being and the sentiments settle down, but by a slight agitation, everything becomes muddy. The idea is that devotional service to the Lord is the only method of cleansing the heart for good. Whereas other methods may be superficially good for the time being, there is a risk of becoming muddy again due to agitation of the mind. Devotional service to the Lord with specific attention for hearing Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and always is the best recommended method for liberation from the clutches of illusion. Text 6. Dotatma Purusha Krishna Padamulam Namuchanti Muchati Mukta Sarva Pariklesha Banta Svasaranam Yata. Synonyms: Dota Atma, whose heart has been cleansed, Purusha, the living being, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Padamulam, the shelter of the lotus feet, Na, never, Munchati, gives up, Mukta, liberated, Sarva, all, Pariklesha, of all miseries of life, Panta, the traveler, Svasaranam, in his own abode, Yata, as it were. Translation: a pure devotee of the Lord, whose heart has once been cleansed by the process of devotional service, never relinquishes the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, for they fully satisfy him, as a traveler is satisfied at home after a troubled journey. Purport: one who is not a pure devotee of the Supreme Lord Krishna is not completely cleansed in the heart. But a perfectly cleansed person never quits the devotional service of the Lord. In discharging such devotional service as ordered by Brahmaji to Narada in the preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes a representative of the Lord engages in preaching work, meets various so-called difficulties. This was exhibited by Lord Nityananda when he delivered the two fallen souls Jagai and Madai, and similarly Lord Jesus Christ was crucified by the non-believers. But such difficulties are very gladly suffered by the devotees in preaching, because in such activities, although apparently severe, the devotees of the Lord feel transcendental pleasure, because the Lord is satisfied. Prahlad Maharaj suffered greatly, but still, he never forgot the lotus feet of the Lord. This is because a pure devotee of the Lord is so purified in his heart that he cannot leave the shelter of Lord Krishna in any circumstances. There is no self-interest in such service. The progress of culturing knowledge by the jnanis or the bodily gymnastics by the yogis are ultimately given up by the respective performers, but a devotee of the Lord cannot give up the service of the Lord, for he is ordered by his spiritual master. Pure devotees like Narada and Nityananda Prabhu take up the order of the spiritual master as the sustenance of life. They do not mind what becomes of the future of their lives. They take the matter very seriously, as the order comes down from higher authority, from the representative of the Lord, or from the Lord himself. The example set herein is very appropriate. A traveler leaves home to search for wealth in far distant places, sometimes in the forest and sometimes on the ocean, sometimes on hilltops. Certainly there are many troubles for the traveler when he is in such unknown places. But all such troubles are at once mitigated as soon as the sense of his family affection is remembered, and as soon as he returns home, he forgets all such troubles on the way. A pure devotee of the Lord is exactly in a family tie with the Lord, and therefore he is undeterred in discharging his duty in full affection, in a full affectionate tie with the Lord. Text 7. Yad adato maha mato brahman deharambo syadatubi yadrichaya hetunava bhavanto janate yata. Synonyms: yat, as it is, adato mata, without being materially constituted, brahman, O learned brahmana, deha, the material body, aramba, the beginning of, asya, of a living being, datubi, by matter, yadrichaya, without cause, accidental. Hey tuna, due to some cause, va either, bhavanta, your good self, janate, as you may know it, yata, so you inform me. Translation. O learned Brahmana, the transcendental spirit soul is different from the material body. Does he acquire the body accidentally or by some cause? Will you kindly explain this? For it is known to you. Purport. Maharaj Parikshit, being a typical devotee, is not only satisfied by confirming the importance of hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from the representative of Brahmaji by disciplic succession, but he is still more anxious to establish the philosophical basis of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as such, all questions that may arise in the mind of a serious student must be cleared by the statements of authority. The person on the path of devotional service may inquire from his spiritual master all about the spiritual position of God and the living entities. From the Bhagavad Gita as well as from the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is known that that qualitatively the Lord and the living beings are one. The living being in the conditioned state of the material existence is subjected to many transmigrations by continuous changing of the material body. But what are the causes of the material embodiment of the part and parcel of the Lord? Maharaj Parikshit inquired about this very important matter for the benefit of all classes of candidates on the path of self-realization and devotional service to the Lord. Indirectly, it is confirmed that the Supreme Being, the Lord, makes no such material changes of body. He is spiritually whole, with no difference between his body and his soul, unlike the conditioned soul. The liberated living beings who associate with the Lord in person are also exactly like the Lord. Only the conditioned souls awaiting liberation are subjected to change of bodies. How was this process first begun? In the process of devotional service, the first step is to take shelter of the spiritual master and then inquire from the spiritual master about all about the process. This inquiry is essential for immunity from all kinds of offenses on the path of devotional service. Even if one is fixed in devotional service, like Maharaj Parikshit, he must still inquire from the realized spiritual master all about this. In other words, the spiritual master must also be well-versed and learned so that he may be able to answer all these inquiries from the devotees. One who is not well-versed in the authorized scriptures is not able to answer all such relevant inquiries should not pose as a spiritual master for the matter of material gain. It is illegal to become a spiritual master if one is unable to deliver the disciple. Text 8. Asidyad udaratpadam loka samstana lakshanam yavanayam vai purusha ayat va yakvai pritak tavan ashav iti prokta samstavaya vavan iva. Synonyms. Asit, as it grew, yat udarat, from whose abdomen, padmam, lotus flower, loka, world, shamstana, situation, lakshanam, possessed of, yavan, as it were, I am this, by, certainly, purusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, iyata, measurement, ayavavai, by embodiments, pritak, different, tavan, so, aso, that, iti, prokta, it is so said, shamsta, situation, avayavavan, embodiment, eva, like. Translation. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from whose abdomen the lotus stem is sprouted, is possessed of a gigantic body according to his own caliber and measurement, then what is the specific difference between the body of the Lord and those of common living entities? Purport. One should note how Maharaj Parikshit intelligently put questions before his spiritual master for scientific understanding of the transcendental body of the Lord. It has been described in many places before this that the Lord assumed a gigantic body, like that of Karuna Dakshayi Vishnu, from whose hair pores innumerable universes have generated. The body of Garbhadakshayi Vishnu is described as sprouting a lotus stem within which all the planets of the universe remain, and at the top of the stem is the lotus flower on which Lord Brahma is born. In the creation of the material world, the Supreme Lord undoubtedly assumes a gigantic body, and living entities also get bodies, big and small, according to necessity. For example, an elephant gets a gigantic body according to its needs, and also an ant gets its body according to its needs. Similarly, if the personality of Godhead assumes a gigantic body to accommodate the universes or the planets of a particular universe, there is no difference in the principle of assuming or accepting a particular type of body in terms of necessity. A living being in the Lord cannot be distinguished simply by the difference in the magnitude of body, so the answer depends on the specific significance of the body of the Lord as distinguished from the body of the common living being. Text 9. Aja Sri Jati Bhutani Bhutatma Yad Anugrahat Didrishe Yena Tadripurpam Nabhi Padam Samudbhava. Synonyms. Aja, one who is born without a material source. Sri Jati creates. Bhutani, all those materially born. Bhutatma, having a body of matter, yet whose anugrahat, by the mercy of Dadishe, could see, yena, by whom, tatrupam, his form of body, nabi, navel, padma, lotus flower, samudbhava, being born of. Translation. Lord Brahma, who was not born of a material source, but of the lotus flower coming out of the navel abdomen of the Lord, is the creator of all those who are materially born. Of course, by the grace of the Lord, Brahma was able to see the form of the Lord. Purport. The first living creature, Brahma, is called Aja, because he did not take his birth from the womb of a mother materially born. He was directly born from the bodily expansion of the lotus flower of the Lord. Thus, it is not readily understandable whether the body of the Lord and that of Brahma are of the same quality or different. This must also be clearly understood. One thing is, however, certain. Brahma was completely dependent on the mercy of the Lord because, after his birth, he could create living beings by the Lord's grace only, and he could see the form of the Lord. Whether the form seen by Brahma is of the same quality as that of Brahma is a bewildering question, and Maharaj Parikshit wanted to get clear answers from Srila Shukadev Goswami. Text 10. Sachapi yatra purusho vishvastiti abhava paya muktvatma maya mayesha sete sarva guhashaya. Synonyms. Sa, he, cha, also, api, as he is, yatra, where, Purusha, the personality of Godhead, Vishva, the material worlds, Stiti, maintenance, Udbhava, creation, Apyaya, annihilation, Muktva, without being touched, Atmamayam, own energy, Mayaisha, the Lord of all energies, Shete, does lie on, Sarvaguya Saya, one who lies in everyone's heart. Translation. Please also explain the personality of Godhead who lies in every heart as the Supersoul and as the Lord of all energies, but is untouched by his external energy. Purport. Undoubtedly, the form of the Lord who was seen by Brahma must be transcendental. Otherwise, how could he simply look upon the creative energy without being touched? It is understood also that the same Purusha lies in the heart of every living entity. This also requires proper explanation. Text 11. Purusava yavair loka sapala purvakalpita lokar amus yavan vayava sapalar iti sushrama. Synonyms. Purusha, the universal form of the Lord, Virat Purusha, avyayavai, by different parts of the body, loka, the planetary system, sapala, with respective governors, purva, formally, kalpita, discussed, lokai, by the different planetary systems, amusya, his, avayava, different parts of the body, sapalai, by with the governors, iti, thus, shushruma, I heard. Translation. O learned Brahmana, it was formerly explained that all the planets of the universe with their respective governors are situated in the different parts of the gigantic body of the Virat Purusha. I've also heard that the different planetary systems are supposed to be in the gigantic body of the Virat Purusha. But what is their actual position? Will you please explain that? Text 12. Ivan Kalpovic Kalpova Yata kalo nimiyute Bhuta bhavya bhavach chabhada ayurmanam chayatsata. Synonyms. Yavan, as it is, kalpa, the duration of time between creation and annihilation. Vikalpa, subsidiary creation and annihilation. Va, either, yata, as also, kala, the time. Anumiyate is measured, bhuta, past, bhavya, future, bhavat, present, shabda, sound, ayu, duration of life, manam, measurement, cha, also, yat, which, sata, of all living beings and all planets. Translation. Also, please explain the duration of time between creation and annihilation and that of other subsidiary creations, as well as the nature of time indicated by the sound of past, present, and future. Also, please explain the duration and measurement of life of the different living beings known as the demigods, the human beings, etc., in different planets of the universe. Purport. Past, present, and future are different features of time to indicate the duration of life for the universe and all its paraphernalia, including the different living beings in different planets. Text 13. Kala syunu gatir yatu lakshate dvi bhatiyapi yavatya karma gatayo yadushir dvijasatama. Synonyms. Kalasya, of eternal time, anugati, beginning, yatu, as they are, lakshate, experienced, anvi, small, brihati, great, api, even, yavatya, as long as, karmagataya, in terms of the work performed, yadrishi, as it may, dvija satama, O purest of all brahmanas. Translation. O purest of the brahmanas, please also explain the cause of the different durations of time, both short and long, as well as the beginning of time following the course of action. Text 14. Yasmik karma samai vayo yata yeno pagrihyate gunanam guninam chaiva parinamam abhispatsatam. Synonyms. Yasmin, in which, karma, actions, samavaya, accumulation, yata, as far as, yena, by which, upagriyate, takes over, gunanan, of the different modes of material nature, guninam, of the living beings, cha, also, eva, certainly, parinamam, resultant, abhisatam, of the desires. Translation. Then again, kindly describe how the proportionate accumulation of the reactions resulting from the different modes of material nature act upon the desiring living being, promoting or degrading him among the different species of life, beginning from the demigods down to the most insignificant creatures. Purport. The actions and reactions of all works in the modes of material modes of nature, either in the minute form or in the gigantic form, are accumulated, and thus the result of such accumulated actions and reactions of karma or work become manifested in the same proportion. How such actions and reactions take place, what are the different procedures are, and in what proportion they act are all subject matters of Maharaj Parikshit's inquiries from the great Brahmana Shukadeva Goswami. Life in the higher planets, known as the abodes of the denizens of heaven, is obtained not by the strength of spacecraft, as is now being contemplated by the inexperienced scientist, but by works done in the mode of goodness. Even on the very planet where we are now living, there are restrictions upon the entrance of foreigners into a country where the citizens are more prosperous. For example, the American government has many restrictions for the entrance of foreigners from less prosperous countries. The reason is that the Americans do not wish to share their prosperity with any foreigner who has not qualified himself as a citizen of America. Similarly, the same mentality is prevailing in every other planet where there are more intelligent living beings residing. The higher planetary living conditions are all in the mode of goodness, and anyone desiring to enter the higher planets like the Moon, Sun, and Venus must qualify thoroughly by activity of incomplete goodness. Myers-Prichard's inquiries are the basis of proportioned actions of goodness which qualify one in this planet to be promoted to the highest regions of the universe. Even on this planet of our present residence, one cannot achieve a good position within the social order without being qualified with proportionate good work. One cannot forcibly sit on the chair of a high court judge without being qualified for the post. Similarly, one cannot enter into the higher planetary systems without being qualified by good works in this life. Persons addicted to the habits of passion and ignorance have no chance of entering the higher planetary systems simply by an electronic mechanism. According to the statement of Bhagavad Gita 9.25, persons trying to qualify themselves for promotion to the higher heavenly planets can go there. Similarly, persons trying for the Pitri Lokas can go there. Similarly, persons trying to improve the conditions on this earth can also do that. And persons who are engaged in going back home, back to Godhead, can achieve that result. The various actions and reactions of work and the mode of goodness are generally known as pious work with devotional service, culture of knowledge with devotional service, mystic powers with devotional service, and at last, devotional service unmixed with any other varieties of goodness. This unmixed devotional service is transcendental and is called para-bhakti. It alone can promote a person to the transcendental kingdom of God. Such a transcendental kingdom is not a myth, but is as factual as the moon. One must have transcendental qualities to understand the kingdom of God and God himself. Text 15. Bhupatala kabub vyoma graha nakshatra bubritam sharit samudra dvipanam sambhavas chaitad okasham. Synonyms: Bhupatala, underneath the land, kapup, the four sides of the heavens, vyoma, the sky, graha, the planets, nakshatra, the stars, bibritam, of the hills, sharit, the river, samudra, the sea, dvipanam, of the islands, sambhava, appearance, cha, also, etat, there, okasham, of the inhabitants. Translation: O best of the Brahmanas, please also describe how the creation of the globes throughout the universe, the four directions of the heavens, the sky, the planets, the stars, the mountains, the earth, or the rivers, the seas, and the islands, as well as their different kinds of inhabitants, takes place. Purport: The inhabitants of different varieties of land, etc., are differently situated, and not all of them are equal in all respects. The inhabitants of the land are different from the inhabitants of the water or the sky, and similarly, the inhabitants of different planets and stars in the sky are also different from one another. By the laws of the Lord, no place is vacant, but the creatures of one particular place are different from those of other places. Even in human society, the inhabitants of the jungles or the deserts are different from those of the cities and villages. They are so made according to different qualities of the modes of nature. Such adjustment by the laws of nature is not blind. There is a great plan behind the arrangement. Maharaj-Prikshit requests the great sage Shukadev Goswami to explain all these authoritatively in accordance with proper understanding. Text 16. Pramanam anda koshasya bhayabhyantara bebedata Mahatam Chanucharitam Varnashrama Vinishchaya. Synonyms: Paramam, extent and measurement, Anda Koshasya, of the universe, Baya, outer space, Abhyantara, inner space, Vedata, by division of Mahatam, of the great souls, Cha, also, Anucharitam, character and activities, Varna, castes, ashram, orders of life, vinischaya, specifically describe. Translation. Also, please describe the inner and outer space of the universe by specific divisions, as well as the character and activities of the great souls, and also the characteristics of the different classifications of the castes and orders of social life. Purport. Maharshi Parikshit is a typical devotee of Lord Krishna, and as such, he is anxious to know the complete significance of the creation of the Lord. He wants to know the inner and outer space of the universal form. It is quite fitting for the real searcher of knowledge to know all about this. Those who are of the opinion that the devotees of the Lord are satisfied with mere sentiments can find in the inquiries of Maharshi Parikshit good lessons as to how inquisitive a pure devotee is to know things in their true perfection. The modern scientist is unable to know about the inner space of the universal horizon and what to speak of the space which covers the universe. Maharshi Parikshit is not satisfied with only material knowledge. He is inquisitive about the character and activities of the great souls, the devotees of the Lord. The glories of the Lord and the glories of his devotees combined together comprise the complete knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna showed his mother the complete universal creation within his mouth, while she, completely charmed by her son, wanted to look inside the mouth of the Lord just to see how much earth the child had eaten. By the grace of the Lord, the devotees are able to see everything in the universe within the mouth of the Lord. The very idea of the scientific divisions of the four classes of human society and four orders of life is also inquired about herewith on the basis of individual personal quality. The four divisions are exactly like the four divisions of one's personal body. The parts and parcels of the body are not different from the body, but by themselves they are only parts. That is the significance of the whole scientific system of four castes and four social orders. The value of such scientific divisions of human society can be ascertained only in terms of proportionate development of devotional service to the Lord. Any person employed in government service, including the president, is a part and parcel of the entire government. Everyone is a government servant, but no one is the government himself. That is the position of all living entities in the government of the Supreme Lord. No one can artificially claim the supreme position of the Lord, but everyone is meant to serve the purpose of the supreme whole. Text 17. Yugani yuga marnam cha dharmo yas cha yuge yuge avataranu charitam yad ashcharit yatam mam hare. Synonyms: yugani, the different ages, yuga manam, the duration of each age, cha, as well as dharma, the particular occupational duty, ya cha, and which, yuge yuge, in each and every yuga or particular age, avatar, the incarnation, anucharitam, and the activities of the incarnation, yat, which, acharatayam, the most wonderful activities, hare, of the Supreme Lord. Translation: please explain all the different ages and their duration of the creation, and also the duration of such ages. Also, tell me about the different activities of the different incarnations of the Lord in different ages. Purport. Lord Krishna is the original personality of Godhead, and all the incarnations of the Supreme Lord, although not different from him, are emanations from the Supreme. Maharshi Parikshit inquired from the great and learned sage Shukadeva Goswami about the different activities of such incarnations, so that the incarnation of the Lord might be confirmed by his activities in the authoritative scriptures. Maharshi Parikshit was not to be carried away by the sentiments of a common man to accept an incarnation of the Lord very cheaply. Instead, he wished to accept the incarnation of the Lord by symptoms mentioned in the Vedic literatures and confirmed by an acharya, like Shukadeva Goswami. The Lord descends by his internal energy without any obligations to the laws of material nature, and thus his activities are also uncommon. The specific activities of the Lord are mentioned, and one should know that the activities of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical due to being on the absolute plane. Thus, to hear the activities of the Lord means to associate with the Lord directly, and association with the Lord means purification from material contamination. We've already discussed this point in the previous volume. Text 18. Nrinam sadharano dharma sarveshesas charad yadrisha shreninam rajasinam cha dharma, chekshreshu jivitam. Synonyms: nuinam, of human society; sadharana, general; dharma, religious affiliation; savishesha, specific; cha, also; yadesha, as they are; shreninam, of the particular three classes; rajarsinam, of the saintly royal order; cha, also; dharma, occupational duty; kritreshu, in the matter of distressed conditions; jivatam, of the living beings. Translation: please also explain what may generally be the common religious affiliations of human society, as well as their specific occupational duties in religion, the classification of the social orders as well as the administrative royal orders, and the religious principles for one who may be in distress. Purport: the common religion of all classes of human beings, regardless of whosoever or whatsoever one may be, is devotional service. Even the animals may be included in devotional service to the Lord, and the best example is set by Sri Vajrangaji, or Hanuman, the great devotee of Lord Ram. As we have already discussed, even the aborigines and cannibals can also be engaged in the devotional service of the Lord if they happen to be under the guidance of a genuine devotee of the Lord. In the Skanda Purana, there is a narration that a hunter in the jungle became the most enlightened devotee of the Lord by the guidance of Sri Narada Muni. Therefore, devotional service to the Lord can be equally shared by every living being. Religious affiliation in terms of different countries and cultural circumstances is obviously not the common religion of a human being. Rather, the basic principle is devotional service. Even if a particular type of religious principle does not recognize the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the followers still have to obey the disciplinary principles laid down by a particular leader. Such a leader of a religious sect is never the supreme leader, because such a circumstantial leader comes to the position of leadership after undergoing some penance. The Supreme Personality of Godhead does not, however, require to be under disciplinary action to become leader, as we see in the activities of Lord Krishna. The occupational duties of the castes and orders of society following the principles of livelihood also depend on the principle of devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that a person can achieve the highest perfection of life simply by awarding the results of his occupational duty unto the devotional service of the Lord. People following the principles of devotional service to the Lord can never be put into difficulty, and thus there cannot be any question of upadharma, or religion in distress. This will be explained in this book by the greatest authority, Sri Shukadev Goswami. There is no religion save and except the devotional service of the Lord, though this may be presented in different forms. Text 19. Tattvanam padishkankhyang nam lakshanam hetu lakshanam purusharadana vidhir yogasyad dhyatmikasyacha. Synonyms: tattvanam, of the elements that constitute the creation; parisankhyanam, of the number of such elements; lakshanam, symptoms; hetu lakshanam, symptoms of the causes; purusha, of the Lord; aradhana, of devotional service; vidhi, rules and regulations; yogasya, of cultivation of the yoga system; adhyatmikasya, spiritual methods leading to devotional service; cha, also. Translation: kindly explain all about the elementary principles of creation, the number of such elementary principles, their causes and their development, and also the process of devotional service and the method of mystic powers. Text 20. Yogaishwarya gatir linga bangas tu yoginam vedo pade veda dharmanam itihasa paranayo. Synonyms: Yogeshwar, of the master of the mystic powers; Aishwarya, opulence; Gati, advancement; Linga, astral body; Bhanga, detachment; to, but; Yoginam, of the mystics; Veda, transcendental knowledge; Upaveda, knowledge in pursuance of the Veda indirectly; Dharmamnam, of the religiosities; Itasa, history; Puranayo, of the Puranas. Translation: what are the opulences of the great mystics, and what is their ultimate realization? How does the perfect mystic become detached from the subtle astral body? What is the basic knowledge of the Vedic literatures? including the branches of history in the supplementary Puranas. Purport. The Yogeshwar, or the master of mystic powers, can exhibit 8 kinds of wonders of perfection by becoming smaller than the atom, or lighter than a feather, getting anything and everything he desires, going anywhere and everywhere he likes, even creating a planet in the sky, etc. There are many Yogeshwars having different potencies in these wonderful powers, and the topmost of them all is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the greatest yogi, and he can perform such wonderful things far beyond the ordinary living beings. The devotees of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, do not directly practice the process of mystic powers, but by the grace of the Lord, his devotee can defeat even a great Yogeshwar like Durvasa Muni, who picked a quarrel with Maharaj Ambarish and wanted to show the wonderful achievements of his mystic powers. Maharaj Ambarish was a pure devotee of the Lord, and thus, without any effort on his part, the Lord saved him from the wrath of Yogeshwar Durvasa Muni, and the latter was obliged to beg pardon from the king. Similarly, at the time of Draupadi's precarious situation, when she was attacked by the Kurus and wanted to see her naked in the open assembly of the royal order, the Lord saved her from being stripped by supplying an unlimited length of sari to cover her. And Draupadi knew nothing of mystic powers. Therefore, the devotees are also Yogeshwars by the unlimited power of the Lord, just as a child is powerful by the strength of the parents. They do not try to protect themselves by any artificial means, but are saved by the mercy of the parents. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from the learned Brahmana Shukadev Goswami about the ultimate destination of such great mystics and how they attain such extraordinary powers by their own efforts or by the grace of the Lord. He inquired also about their detachment from the subtle and gross material bodies. He inquired also about the purports of the Vedic knowledge. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, the whole purport of all the Vedas is to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus become a transcendental loving servant of the Lord. Text 21. Sampava sarvabhutanam vikrama pratisankrama ista purtasya kamyayan kanyanam trivargasya chayovidi. Synonyms. Samplava, the perfect means of complete devastation. Sarvabhutanam, of all living beings, vikrama, specific power or situation, pratisankrama, ultimate destruction, ishta, performance of Vedic rituals, purtasya, pious acts in terms of religion, karmayan, or kamyanam, rituals for economic development, trivargasya, 3 means of religion, economic development, and sense gratification. Cha also, ya, whatsoever, vidi, procedures. Translation. Please explain unto me how the living beings are generated, how they are maintained, and how they are annihilated. Tell me also of the advantages and disadvantages of discharging devotional service unto the Lord. What are the Vedic rituals and injunctions of the supplementary Vedic rites, and what are the procedures of religion, economic development, and sense satisfaction? Purport. Samplava, in the sense of, quote, perfect means, end quote, is employed to denote the discharging of devotional service, and pratisamplava means just the opposite, or that which destroys the progress of devotional service. One who is firmly situated in the devotional service of the Lord can very easily execute the function of conditional life. Living the conditional life is like plying a boat in the middle of the ocean. One is completely at the mercy of the ocean, and at every moment there is every chance of being drowned by the ocean in the ocean by slight agitation. If the atmosphere is all right, the boat can ply very easily, undoubtedly. But if there is some storm, fog, wind, or cloud, there is every possibility of being drowned in the ocean. No one can control the whims of the ocean, however one may be materially well-equipped. One who has crossed the oceans by ship may have sufficient experience of such dependence upon the mercy of the ocean. But one can ply over the ocean of material existence by the grace of the Lord very easily without any fear of storm or fog. It all depends on the will of the Lord. No one can help if there is some unfortunate danger in the state of conditional life. The devotees of the Lord, however, cross the ocean of material existence without anxiety because a pure devotee is always protected by the Lord. Bhagavad Gita 9.13. The Lord gives special attention to his devotees in their activities within material conditioned life. Bhagavad Gita 9.29. Therefore, everyone should take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord and be a pure devotee of the Lord by all means. One should know, therefore, from the expert spiritual master, the advantages and disadvantages of discharging devotional service, just as Maharaj Parikshit asked his spiritual master, Srila Shukadev Goswami. According to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the science of devotional service, one should not eat more than what he requires to maintain body and soul together. Vegetable diets and milk are sufficient for maintenance of the human body, and therefore one has no need to eat anything more to satisfy the palate. One should also not accumulate money to become puffed up in the material world. One should learn his livelihood easily and honestly, for it is better to become a coolie for an honest livelihood than to become a great man in society by hook or crook. There is no harm if one becomes the richest man in the world by honest dealings, but one should not sacrifice the honest means of livelihood simply to accumulate wealth. Such an endeavor is harmful devotional service. One should not talk nonsense. A devotee's business is to earn the favor of the Lord. Therefore, a devotee should always glorify the Lord in his wonderful creations. A devotee should not decry the creation of the Lord, defying him by saying that he has created a false world. The world is not false. Factually, we have to take so many things from the world for our maintenance, so how can we say that the world is false? Similarly, how can one think that of the Lord as being without form? How can one become formless? How can one become formless and at the same time have all intelligence and consciousness, direct and indirect? So, there are many things for a pure devotee to learn, and he should learn them perfectly from a bona fide personality like Shukadev Goswami. Favorable conditions for discharging devotional service are that one should be very enthusiastic in serving the Lord. The Lord, in his form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wanted the cult of devotional service to the Lord to be preached all over the world, in every nook and corner, and therefore a pure devotee's duty is to discharge this order as far as possible. Every devotee should be very enthusiastic, not only in performing his daily rituals of devotional service, but in trying to preach the cult peacefully and by following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya. If he is not superficially successful in such an attempt, he should not be deterred from the discharge of his duty. Success or failure has no meaning for a pure devotee because he is a soldier in the field. Preaching a cult of devotional service is something like declaring war against material life. There are different kinds of materialists, such as the fruitive workers, mental speculators, mystic jugglers, and so many others. All of them are against the existence of Godhead. They would declare that they are themselves God, although in every step and in every action they are dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Therefore, a pure devotee may not associate with such gangs of atheists. A strong devotee of the Lord will not be misled by such atheistic propaganda of the non-devotees, but a neophyte devotee should be very cautious about them. A devotee should see to the right discharge of a devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master and should not stick only to the formalities. Under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master, one should see how much service is being executed, and not simply in the matter of rituals. A devotee should not hanker after anything, but he should be satisfied with things that may automatically come to him by the will of the Lord. That should be the principle of the devotional life. And all these principles are very easily learned under the guidance of a spiritual master like Shukadev Goswami. Maharaj Parikshit inquired from Shukadev correctly, and one should follow his example. Maharaj Parikshit inquired about the process of creation, maintenance, and destruction of the material world, the process of Vedic rituals, and the method of executing pious activities in terms of the supplemental Vedas like the Puranas and the Mahabharata. As explained before, the Mahabharata is the history of ancient India, and so also are the Puranas. Pious acts are prescribed in the supplementary Vedas, Shrutis,
which specifically mentioned digging tanks and wells for water supply of the people in general, to plant trees on the public roads, to construct public temples and places of worship of God, to establish places of charity where the poor destitutes can be provided with foodstuff, and similar activities are called putra, or purta. Similarly, the process of fulfilling the natural desires for sense gratification are also inquired about by the king for the benefit of all concerned. Text 22. Yovanu sai nam sarga pasandasya cha sambhava atmano banda moksha cha yavastanam svarupata. Synonyms. Yeah, all those. Va, either. Anusayinam, merged into the body of the Lord. Sarga, creation. Pasandasya, of the infidels. Cha and. Sambhava, appearance. Atmana, of the living beings. Banda, conditioned. Moksha, being liberated. Cha also. Vivastanam, being situated. Svarupata, in an unconditioned state. Translation. Please also explain how, merged in the body of the Lord, living beings are created, and how the infidels appear in the world. Also, please explain how the unconditioned living entities exist. Purport. The progressive devotee of the Lord must inquire from the bona fide spiritual master how living entities merged in the body of the Lord again come back at the time of creation. There are two kinds of living entities. There are the ever-liberated unconditioned living entities, as well as the ever-conditioned living beings. If of the ever-conditioned living beings, there are two divisions. There are the faithful and the infidels. Of the faithful, there are again two divisions, namely the devotees and the mental speculators. The mental speculators desire to merge into the existence of the Lord and to become one with the Lord, whereas the devotees of the Lord desire to keep separate identities and constantly engage in the service of the Lord. The devotees who are not fully purified, as well as the empiric philosophers, become conditioned again during the next creation for further purification. Such conditioned souls become liberated by further progress of devotional service to the Lord. Maharaj Parikshit asked all these questions from the bona fide spiritual master in order to become fully equipped in the science of God. Text 23. Yatatma Tantra Bhagavan Vikridati Atma Mayaya Vishrija Va yatamayam udaste sakshivada bibu. Synonyms. Yata, as. Atma Tantra, independent. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Vikridati, enjoys his pastimes. Atma Maya, by his internal potency. Vishrija, giving up. Va, as also. Yata, as he desires. Mayam, the external potency. Udaste, remains. Sakshivat, just as the witness, Vibhu, the Almighty. Translation. The independent personality of Godhead enjoys his pastimes by his internal potency, and at the time of annihilation gives them up to the external potency, and he remains a witness to it all. Purport. Lord Sri Krishna, being the supreme personality of Godhead and fountainhead of all other incarnations, is the only independent person. He enjoys his pastimes by creation as he desires and gives them up to the external energy of at the time of annihilation. By his internal potency only, he kills the demon Putana, even though enjoying his pastimes in the lap of his mother Jashoda. And when he desires to leave this world, he creates the pastimes of killing his own family members, Yadukala, and remains unaffected by such annihilation. He is the witness of everything that is happening, and yet he has nothing to do with anything. He is independent in every respect. Maharaj Parikshit desired to know more perfectly, for a pure devotee ought to know well. Text 24. Sarvam etach cha bhagavan prichato me nupurvasa tatvato rishaudhartum prapanaya maya mune mahamune. Synonyms. Sarvam, all these, etat inquiries, cha, also that I have not been able to ask, Bhagavan, O great sage, prichata, of the inquisitive, may, myself, anupurvasa, from the beginning, tatvata, just in accordance with the truth, arhasi, may kindly be explained, udahartum, as you will let know, prapanaya, one who is surrendered, mahamune, O great sage. Translation. O great sage, representative of the Lord, Kindly satisfy my inquisitiveness in all that I have inquired from you, and all that I may not have inquired from you from the very beginning of my questionings. Since I am a soul surrendered unto you, please impart full knowledge in this connection. Purport. The spiritual master is always prepared to impart knowledge to the disciple, and specifically when the disciple is very inquisitive. Inquisitiveness on the part of the disciple is greatly necessary for the progressive disciple. Maharaj Parikshit is a typical disciple because he is perfectly inquisitive. If one is not very inquisitive about self-realization, one need not approach a spiritual master simply to make a show of discipleship. Not only is Maharaj Parikshit inquisitive concerning all he has inquired about, but he's also anxious to know about what he has not been able to inquire. Factually, it is not possible for a man to inquire about everything from the spiritual master, but the bona fide spiritual master is able to enlighten the disciple in every way for the disciple's benefit. Text 25. Atra pramanam hi bhavan parameshti yatatma bhu. Apare chanuti stanti purvesham purvajai kritam. Synonyms. Atra, in this matter, pramanam, evidential facts. He, certainly, bhavan, yourself, pramanesti, Brahma, the creator of the universe. Yata, as, atmabhu, born directly from the Lord. Apare, others, cha, also. Anutistanti, just follow, purvesham, as a matter of custom, purvajai, knowledge suggested by a previous philosopher, kritam, having been done. Translation. O great sage, you are as good as Brahma, the original create living being. Others follow custom only as followed by the previous philosophical speculators. Purport. It may be argued that Shukadeva Goswami is not the only authority of perfect knowledge of transcendence, because there are many other sages and their followers. Contemporary to Vyasadeva, or even prior to him, there were many other great sages, such as Gotama, Kanada, Jamini, Kapila, and Ashtavakra, and all of them have presented a philosophical path by themselves. Patanjali is also one of them, and all these six great rishis have their own way of thinking, exactly like the modern philosophers and mental speculators. The difference between the six philosophical paths put forward by the renowned sages above mentioned and that of Shukadeva Goswami as presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam is that all of the six sages mentioned above speak the facts according to their own thinking. But Shukadeva Goswami presents knowledge which comes down directly from Brahmaji, who is known as Atmabhu, or born of and educated by the Almighty Personality of Godhead. Vedic transcendental knowledge descends directly from the Personality of Godhead. By his mercy, Brahma, the first living being in the universe, was enlightened. And from Brahma, Naradaji was enlightened. From Narada, Vyasa was enlightened. Shukadeva Goswami received such transcendental knowledge directly from his father, Vyasadeva. Thus, the knowledge being received from the chain of disciplic succession is perfect. One cannot be a spiritual master in perfection unless and until one has received the same by disciplic succession. That is the secret of receiving transcendental knowledge. The six great sages mentioned above may be great thinkers, but their knowledge by mental speculation is not perfect. However perfect an empiric philosopher may be in presenting the philosophical thesis, such knowledge is never perfect because it is produced by an imperfect mind. Such great sages also have their disciplic successions, but they are not authorized because such knowledge does not come directly from the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. No one can be independent except Narayan, and therefore no one's knowledge can be perfect, for everyone's knowledge is dependent upon the flickering mind. Mind is material, and thus knowledge presented by mental speculators is never transcendental and can never become perfect. Mundane philosophers, being imperfect in themselves, disagree with other philosophers because a mundane philosopher is not a philosopher at all unless he presents his own theory. Intelligent persons like Maharaj Parikshit do not recognize such mental speculators, however great they may be, but hear from authorities like Shukadeva Goswami, who is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the Parampara system, as is specially stressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Text 26. Name sava parayanti brahman anasanadami pibato chuta piyusham Yadvakya Abdivini Shristam. Synonyms. Na, never, me, mine, asava, life, parayanti, becomes exhausted, Brahman. O learned Brahmana, anasanatami, because of fasting, pibata, because of my drinking, achuta, of the infallible, piyusam, nectar, tat, your, vakya abdi, ocean of speech, vinahistam, flowing down from. Translation. O learned Brahmana, because of my drinking the nectar from the message of the infallible personality of Godhead, which is flowing down from the ocean of your speeches, I do not feel any sort of exhaustion due to my fasting. Purport. The disciplic succession from Brahma, Narada, Vyasa, and Shukadeva Goswami is particularly different from others. The disciplic successions from other sages are simply a waste of time, being devoid of achutagata, or the message of the infallible Lord. The mental speculators can present their own theories very nicely with by reason and arguments, but such reasons and arguments are not infallible, for they are defeated by better mental speculators. Maharaj Parikshit was not interested in the dry speculation or the flickering mind, but he was interested in the topics of the Lord because factually he felt that by hearing such a nectarian message from the mouth of Shukadeva Goswami, he was not feeling any exhaustion, even though he was fasting because of his imminent death. One can indulge in hearing the mental speculators, but such hearing cannot endure for any length of time. One will be exhausted very soon from hearing such hackneyed ways of thinking, and no one in the world can be satisfied simply by hearing such useless speculations. The message of the Lord, especially from a personality like Shukadeva Goswami, can never be tiring, even though one may be exhausted from other causes. In some editions of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the text of the last line of this verse reads, Anyantra kupitad vijat, which means that the king might be overwhelmed by the thought of his imminent death by snake bite. The snake is also twice born, and its anger is compared to the cursing Brahmana boy who was without good intelligence. Maharaj Parikshit was not at all afraid of death, and for he was fully encouraged by the message of the Lord. One who is fully absorbed in achutagata can never be afraid of anything in this world. Text 27. Sutta Vacha Sa Upamantito Rajna Katayam Iti Satpati Brahmar Rato Brisham Prito Vishnu Ratena Samsadi. Synonyms. Sutta Vacha Sri Sutta Goswami said, Sahi, Sutagadev Goswami, Upamantrita, thus being inquired Rajna by the king, Ratayam in the topics iti thus, Satpate of the highest truth, Brahmarata, Shukadeva Goswami, Brisham, very much, Prita, pleased, Vishnu Ratena by Maharaj Parikshit, Samsadi in the meeting. Translation. Sutta Goswami said, thus, Shukadeva Goswami, being invited by Maharaj Parikshit to speak on topics of the Lord, Sri Krishna, with the devotees, was very much pleased. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam can be legitimately discussed only among the devotees of the Lord. As the Bhagavad Gita was authoritatively discussed between Lord Krishna and Arjuna, the Lord and the devotee respectively, similarly Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the postgraduate study of the Bhagavad Gita, can also be discussed between the scholars and devotees like Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. Otherwise, the real taste of nectar cannot be relished. Shukadeva Goswami was pleased with Maharaj Parikshit because he was not at all tired of hearing the topics of the Lord and was more and more anxious to hear on them, on and on with interest. Foolish interpreters unnecessarily tackle the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam when they have no access to the subject matter. There is no use in devotees meddling with the two topmost Vedic literatures. Therefore, Shankaracharya did not touch Srimad Bhagavatam for commentation. In his commentation on the Bhagavad Gita, Sripad Shankaracharya accepted Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but later on he commented from the impersonalist's view. But being conscious of his position, he did not comment on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Shukadeva Goswami was protected by Lord Krishna, Vidhi Brahma Vivarta Prana, and therefore he is known as Brahmarata, And Sriman Prakrit Maharaj was protected by Vishnu, and thus he is known as Vishnu Rata. As devotees of the Lord, they are always protected by the Lord. It is clear also in this connection that if Vishnu Rata should hear Srimad Bhagavatam from Abha Marata and no one else, because others misrepresent the transcendental knowledge and thus spoil one's valuable time. Text 28. Praha Bhagavatam Nama Puran Nam Brahma Samitam Brahmane Bhagavat Proktam Brahma Kalpa Upagate. Synonyms. Praha, he said, Bhagavatam, the science of the personality of Godhead, Nama, of the name, Puranam, the supplement of the Vedas, Brahma Samhitam, just in pursuance of the Vedas, Brahmane, unto Lord Brahma, Bhagavat Proktam, was spoken by the personality of Godhead, Brahma Kalpa, the millennium in which Brahma was first generated, Upagate, just in the beginning. Translation. He began to reply to the inquiries of Maharaj Prakrit by saying that the science of the personality of Godhead was spoken first by the Lord himself to Brahma when he was first born. Srimad Bhagavatam is a supplementary Vedic literature and is just in pursuance of the Vedas. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam is the science of the personality of Godhead. The impersonalist always tries to misrepresent the personal feature of the Lord, not knowing the science of this great knowledge. And Srimad Bhagavatam is in pursuance of the Vedas and scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead. To learn this science, one should take shelter of the representative of Sri Shukadeva and follow in the footsteps of Maharaj Prakrit without foolishly attempting to interpret, thereby committing a great offense at the feet of the Lord. Dangerous ways of interpretations by the non-devotee class of men have played havoc in the understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam, and the careful student should always be alert in this matter if he at all wants to learn the science of Godhead. Text 29. Yat parikshid rishabha pandunam anuprichati anupravyena tatsarvam akyatum upachakrame. Synonyms. Yet, whatsoever, Prakshit, the king, Rishabha, the best, Pandunam, in the dynasty of Pandu, Anuprichati, goes on inquiring, Anupurvyena, from the beginning to the end, tat all those, sarvam, fully, Akyatum, to describe, Upachakrame, he just prepared himself. Translation. He also prepared himself to reply to all that King Prakshit had inquired from him. Maharaj Prakrit was the best in the dynasty of the Pandus, and thus he was able to ask the right questions from the right person. Fort. Maharaj Prakrit asked many questions, some of them very curiously, to know things as they are, but it is not necessary for the master to answer them in the order of the disciples' inquiries, one after the other. But Shukadev Goswami, experienced teacher that he was, answered all the questions in a systematic way as they were received from the chain of disciplic succession, and he answered all of them without exception. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the second canto, 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Questions by King Prakrit, end quote.